So we're off, I think, now to education and license data dashboard.
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Heather Villa, Wildlife Administration Chief. This morning I'd like to introduce Tania Bethke and Kyle Kasky. These talented individuals have worked on a collaborative project to help the department make more data-driven decisions in relation to educational programming as well as our R3 initiatives.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler, Tania Bethke, Division Staff Specialist over Education and R3 Coordinator. Looking forward to being able to show some of our newest tools to you that help us become much more intentional and effective and efficient at providing programs and interventions across the state.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler, Kyle Kasky, Geographic Information Scientist Specialist with Out of Peer.
So the first dashboard I'm going to share with you is for our education and outreach. One day, Kyle walked into my office with this beautiful piece of work on his computer and had no idea the impact that was going to have on his work direction for the next 4 months of his life. And so we've had a really great time kind of exercising some of his skills and seeing how we can apply that across the department, and we've ended up in some really exciting places. So I'm happy to be able to share that with you today. First of all, our education plan was adopted in 2018 by the Commission, and that plan was essentially a way for Parks and Wildlife education staff to work together, to head in the same direction, and make the work that we do much more measurable, intentional, and unified. And we set some common goals, ultimately, that allowed us to accomplish some of those tasks. So initially, we started just kind of tracking our programs to assess a baseline, figure out who we're reaching, where we're reaching, and what content we're covering when we reach out to the public. The information that we initially started tracking back in 2018 was then put into a GIS database that Kyle taps into to create this dashboard. So what you see up here on the board is just our generic dashboard. Anybody can tap into it across the state, parks, wildlife staff that do outreach, law enforcement staff, fishery staff, everyone that does outreach. And this pulls their information. So there's a lot here to digest. We're going to kind of break it down a little bit and get into some of the information that it can show us and some of the decisions that it helps us make as a department. So the first thing that you can do, if you look across the very top of this picture, you can see that you can sort by who provided the programs at the very top. So if law enforcement is looking at how many programs they've offered in a specific period of time, they can pull that. And then down below is just kind of a graph showing when those programs are held. You'll often notice weekend spikes during different times of the year, and you can see what the shoulder seasons are for programs. So that's kind of a lull between peak seasons that we often notice. You can pull out the primary subjects that were offered. It's kind of hard to read up there, but you can see whether the breakdown of our programs match our goals or not. So by pulling out specific groups that are offering programs, you can see if they're providing more environmental education, hunting skills, fishing, outdoor skills, water sports, archery, or cultural and heritage style programs. Again, that helps us to be very intentional about setting goals for the kinds of programs and the percentage of our programs that we're offering on specific content. So for example, this, if you go back just one. So this is all of our programs across the state, but you can break it down by as many different groups that offer programs as you want to. So for example, here I've pulled out our parks information on the left side and wildlife division on the right side, and so you can see that depending on groups, what the breakdown might be on the different kinds of programs that they offer and the content that they provide when they offer programs. So again, this allows us to be very intentional and to zero in on what some of our goals are. It also gives us a heat map on where programs are offered. This shows obvious gaps where we can target outreach in the future. If we have populations that are not being met by the services that we provide, we now know where those gaps are. We can be intentional about where those are. Also on the right-hand side of that picture, you can see that we have the total number of classes at the top, the total attendance in those classes, and a breakdown of the number of adults and youth that were serviced by those classes. Again, helping us to reach target audiences and know what our baseline is to help us be very intentional about the goals that we're setting and going out and reaching the markets that we've agreed to reach. So for example, if I wanted to know how many hunting skills programs were taught by law enforcement staff between July 1st of 2018 and July 1st of 2019, I hit my filters, I look at the dashboard, and it pulls that information up for me. To give you a frame of reference, before Kyle walked into my office with this dashboard, we would have to pull every single component of those reports from the GIS database, and there were several components that depended on whether people actually entered their information into the system, whether anybody had compiled that into one cohesive spreadsheet, and then we'd have to graph it ourselves. Now we can do it instantaneously. So that's a really excellent opportunity for us. So again, how we use this information, it paints an accurate picture of our just baseline outreach efforts. It shows us an accurate picture of what's going on across the state currently. It helps us to report out on that information, set goals, and then make intentional changes to achieve those goals. This is a step in our data tracking and outreach efforts that we've not been able to take before. It's also an internal collaborative opportunity that I'm really excited to continue to pursue. So with that, I'm going to have Kyle step up and introduce the licensing dashboard that relates to a lot of the decisions that we make on a regular basis.
Before you do that, could you just remind us what a dashboard is?
Yeah.
Explain what that is and where is the dashboard and who can use it and how?
You keeping up, Chris? On this one. So dashboards basically are just interactive interfaces that show pictures of data. It's just a graphic representation of information that's normally stored in a database. And so I can get in here and filter through that information. You can get in here and filter through that information. And it's housed on our Game Fish and Parks site. So this is a public site. The links will be shared. You each have access to our GIS database as well. And so this is your information to get into and take a look at your pleasure.
Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler, Kyle Kasky speaking here again. So again, we were kind of addressed with the original question. We want to take that concept of that dashboard, that visualization aspect that we can do with these other databases, information that comes in, and essentially apply that to our unlimited licensing opportunities. These opportunities would exclude any big game or limited draw licenses, but we also wanted to be able to incorporate that and be able to create an opportunity which would essentially allow us to supplement, allow for initiation of those R3 outreach efforts. So I guess initially we're able to take all those licenses that have been sold, essentially give those a spatial component, plot those on a map, and oversee those licenses. So here we're able to compile the last 5 years of licenses sold within the United States. Again, these are just the unlimited licenses. This isn't very descriptive, just kind of just gives us an overview of those licenses that were distributed throughout the United States. So again, we wanted to be able to actually take this data or information and be able to visualize, incorporate it into one of those dashboards that we were just talking about. With this dashboard, we're able to take it a step further, go a little deeper into that data, see what that data actually tells us, what those licenses being purchases are telling us, maybe what those license holders, maybe any information there that we can obtain through that. So again, we're able to just take those points that was on that previous map and be able to break it down here by not only just determining the number of licenses or license holders within each county, but actually taking it a step further and be able to compare, look at trends over the years, look at these licenses the sales of those licenses based upon those counties where these licenses are actually being sold to. So that kind of is the first step with this dashboard. We're actually able to go in a little deeper with this licensing data by essentially comparing, looking at those trends, overall comparing by year, the state which that license was purchased in, the county which that license was purchased in, and break it down to even the license type. This is even able to compare between the residents, the non-residents, and even overall all of our licenses that were sold, so our South Dakota non-game licenses. Yeah.
That's good, weird.
So not only can we assess the actual licenses that are being sold, but we can assess and look at these license holders, maybe see what they're doing, maybe a little something about them. So here we're actually able to see when these licenses, again, it's a little difficult to see, but this is actually terming or telling us based upon that year of when these licenses are being sold. So as we can see, there's a little spike in May there, which is being supplemented by those fishing licenses, and then we can see there's another large spike in that October time frame. So this would generally be around those small game pheasant licenses that are coming in. Go even further, looking at the actual birth or date of birth, average age of these license holders, we're able to see at the front end of that spectrum there, we can see those new generations of hunters, fishers, license holders that are coming in, as well as see potential gaps within that licensing age trend. And we're able to oversee overall our licenses based upon year as that average age of 46 years. We're then even to break it down into gender type, which is... There we go. Even to break those license types based upon the gender of the purchaser. So just an example of how we can use this, how maybe a little workflow of a question we may have or just a general overview that we may be looking at for trends for, say, comparing 2019 licenses to the 2017 licenses. Here we're particularly interested in fishing licenses. So we can begin by just looking at, hold on a sec. There we go. Fishing licenses, which is the third row down there. On the right side, we see our 2019 licenses being sold year to date. So again, this is just year to date, so this isn't a full year of licenses. But then we can yet compare that to, say, licenses to date, or licenses sold for 2017. We're able to determine where we are on track with those licenses being sold. If we're exceeding those previous years, maybe we're behind on those previous years. But overall, just give us a general direction. Maybe we need to focus on some of those licenses that are being sold if we are, say, behind on those licenses. So then, like we've seen there, our licenses for fishing were a little bit behind on the for comparing that 2017 licenses. So we can actually take those 3 years of data, so that 2017, 2018, 2019, compare all those years and determine the trends over those years to essentially see what may be happening there. So here we're able, like I said, compare those 3 years of those license holders. Here we're able to actually determine the lapsed licenses with that year. So this is essentially showing us that the darker areas of those counties within South Dakota, the darker the county, the higher rate of lapsed licenses. So essentially these darker areas are areas that people are purchasing a license within that 3 years, but may not have purchased that license in 2019. So these are kind of areas that we'd want to focus on, maybe determine maybe better efforts that we can address. So just in a quick example for the, one more click, Zybek County, as we're able to see, we're able to break that down and determine that the reactivation rate, so the number of licenses that are actually being renewed within that county at that point in time were 43%. And we can, like I said, we were looking at fishing licenses, so we were able to determine at the bottom there that 33 of those licenses have lapsed within that area. So this essentially brings it to a bigger picture that we're able to target with our R3 efforts. I think that's it.
So ultimately, this ties back into our decisions with targeted marketing campaigns, licensing, outreach. I mean, this is a very large picture on how we can zero in on specific locations, specific populations, and be very intentional with the way that we're driving populations in specific directions within the state. And opportunity and policy all follow suit with that as well. This relates to our waterfowl conversation. This relates to unlimited licensing opportunities, where we really can have the largest amount of impact and growth. So I want to thank Kyle for sticking his neck out and bringing this to the table for the department. And with that, we'll answer any questions that you may have for us.
Questions? Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Sharp here. Kyle, I don't mean to put you on the spot, and I think this is a wonderful database. Do you have that information for waterfowl for South Dakota?
Yeah, it would be essentially, we group those licenses, but at the bottom there, it would be, it's listed as waterfowl, but that's looking at your migratory, for residents, it's looking at the migratory certificates. But for non-residents, it'd be looking at those licenses that we were previously talking about for those. So if you were able to filter out through those non-residents, we'd be looking at those waterfowl licenses.
So you'd be able to show average age of waterfowl hunter in South Dakota?
Yes.
What are those numbers?
Is there a way to put it up there in real time?
We're not live right now.
You're not live. Okay. And then my final question, Mr. Chair, is this a publicly available database? Or is it something that, as a commissioner, we would have to reach out to you to request some information and get it from that aspect?
Chairman, this is a privately or a secluded dashboard at this time, but we do have that ability to allow commissioners access to that. So we're just able to create a group and give you that link, essentially, to access this dashboard. So that is possible.
Awesome. Well, great information. That's a lot of information, a lot of work. Good job.
Only if you do your timesheet.
That's very useful. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, if I could add one more thing.
Sure.
One thing that we forgot to mention was that there are additional layers that can be added to the map within this dashboard that shows us consumer information on our customers. So this is how much money they spend on recreation equipment within a certain space, how far they have to drive to shooting ranges. The implications of dashboards like this are far-ranging, and we're still exploring all of the different directions that we could go with our decisions based on what's available to us through this. So this is just the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. So keep your eyes open and ears open for new ways that we're applying this data. Thank you again.
Is there a reason that because it's new that it's not available to the public yet if they want to use it, or how do you foresee that going down the road? Will there be a point at which that happens? Or
this whole product is a work in progress. We're still working together as a team and within the department to assess the best ways to represent this information before putting it out in front of everybody. So I think as we move forward, this will definitely be part of the department's way of making decisions. And if there are reports that we'd like to publish to the public, I think that'll be very easy as we move ahead.
Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Sharp here. Is there any plans or who is going to be the contact person? Let's say I'm in tourism in the Glacial Lakes region and I want to reach out to you to find out what are the opportunities for reactivation or get more license holders up in my part of the world. Is that going to be somebody's, we're going to have a face of this information so people can reach out? Because frankly, in rural South Dakota, hunting, fishing, is as good an economic opportunity as there is to fill hotels, restaurants, keep the grocery stores going. And this looks to me like a great opportunity for those counties to get information and figure out a way to target people to come up into those areas. And that's why I think the pheasant hunting thing is great. That's why we're looking at the five-day license. I mean, really to get hunters back into our rural South Dakota areas, it's a huge opportunity for them. So,
Mr. Chair? As the person who supervises licensing, GIS, and R3, and education, Heather Villa would be kind of the natural contact for that.
Okay, that sounds really good. And once this gets to a point where, and maybe it already is, I think sending that out through tourism and some of those areas we just discussed might be a worthwhile effort, to start the ball rolling. So thanks. Great job again.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Secretary Hepler.
Good morning. Great work. This is something I think going along, Commissioner Sharp, is that we'll try to set up for a cabinet meeting and have you do come over and just give a, you know, the overview for the cabinet meeting, because this is perfectly keeping with the governor's second century initiative too. So she would be excited about it. Plus, I mean, I have all the cabinet secretaries to be there, so you'll be able to get, you know, one-stop shopping. So we'll set that up. But great work, both of you. Really good job, Kyle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, feeding wildlife.